Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Kane, we've got Chris Davies with us, the GM of footy at Port Adelaide, for a few minutes. Chris, welcome to AFL Nation.
Thanks for having me.
How stern was the review of the back three quarters, particularly last week?
Yeah, look, you're right. Obviously, the sense of last week was that we can brush it off as an aberration, or we can actually get into the depth of what it is that's letting us down in some of those bigger games. So, Jared, we reviewed it pretty hard. Ken was keen to use it, you know, as an opportunity for us to start to think about how we're going to, you know, really challenge the top teams in the competition.
Did you get any answers on that, CD, where it did break down?
I think after quarter time, Kane, you know, Collingwood were well and truly able to win, you know, the contested numbers, certainly were able to get more numbers to contest. And that's been a challenge for us over a period of time. So we know we're going to have to get that better if we're going to be good enough to challenge, you know, the better teams in the competition.
Just on that, do you hear that criticism about the record against top eight sides, and is it real?
Well, I don't think I'd have to hear it as much as living it, Kane. So that's our challenge. So, you know, we know that, you know, our minor rounds over the last few years have been pretty good, but, you know, the context of what, you know, we need to be doing is thinking a little bit bigger. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't lower our eyes week to week and say, well, the first step to us getting better is to beat St Kilda tonight, but there's no point hiding from the fact that that's where we want to be.
Mm. I said during the week there's a handful of players that can look amazing one week and then poor the week after. And I mentioned Ryan Burton was one of those. He's lost his place in the side. Again, it must be frustrating for you. Do you think that criticism's fair when you look at Lachie Jones? What's he going to deliver? What's Farrell going to deliver? What's Burton? Todd Marshall? There's five or six CD that from week to week, I guess their effort and intensity varies. Is that a fair criticism?
I think it's a fair criticism in the sense that we want our players to be far more consistent week to week than maybe what some of them have shown. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't continue to work through this season and be better. And that ultimately is the challenge for our coaches and also for those players to actually grow into being better players in our competition. So I don't think that, you know, that's as much something that people need to reflect on right now if you're not seeing these players get better. And that will be ultimately, Kane, where we get judged and where our coaches will be judged as to how much we can actually, you know, I guess reframe what our best is and what our worst is. Mm. And the challenge is to make that gap as small as it possibly can be, because that's, you know, where we know our marginal gains will come from this year.
Chris, further to Ryan Burton, was he dropped for form, or was he dropped because there's a view that you're a bit tall and you need to get a little bit better at ground level, because your numbers at ground ball is they're at the wrong end of the queue?
Yeah, that's exactly what I've been talking about before, Jared, is we need to get better in that regard. And yep, the reality is Birdo went out because of form. The coaches believe that that this week he needed to take a week out in the SNFL, and we want to see some more consistency from Ryan, not just in his offense, but in the way that he defends as well. So that's, you know, you're playing a half back, that's, you know, your primary responsibility. But, you know, again, I'm sure that Ryan Burton at his best is in our AFL team.
Yep.
But clearly, as Caden said before, we're trying to minimize the gap between, you know, best and worst performances.
Do you feel you're too tall in the back line, as some over there in the in South Australia tell me?
Well, I think we've got the opportunity to go smaller if we wanted to. Yep. You know, you're looking in round seven right now. We've brought in, you know, two taller defenders. We're trying to make that work. But, you know, ultimately, if we get to a game later in the year where we think going smaller, we probably also think that we've got the capacity to do that as well. So, you know, right now we're trying to put some bricks in place that, you know, will see us get better over the season. But clearly, if we want to go down that path, Jared, I think we have the capacity to do that.
And Chris, just give us a quick snapshot of the Ivan Soldo injury and surgery.
Yeah, so Ivan will have surgery on Monday, just really, you know, a tidy up of his meniscus. It's an issue that he, you know, has had previously. We probably made the decision to get it done now so that, you know, he has, you know, a decent sort of recovery into probably, you know, that mid-season part of the year, and hopefully, you know, we're addressing it now so that he can have a really good run of it, you know, in, let's say, 3 or 4 weeks' time, and then for the rest of the year.
Chris, great to have you with us. Good luck for tonight.
Good on you guys. Thank you.